Hey, is this Cruz?
This is Cruz. Ty, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How about you, brother?
I am great. Good to hear from you.
Likewise, man. It's been way too long.
It has been way too long, but I've been following along. You've been doing a lot of stuff on social.
Well, there's no rest for the wicked. You should know that as well as me.
Listen, man, I'm knowing you, you're not one to rest anyway, so.
Yeah, I don't quite know how that goes.
So how you been? How you been holding up?
I've been good, man. Yeah. It's certainly been a weird year, to say the least. But it's been good in a lot of different ways. You know, I'm used to being on the road 8 to 10 months out of the year and not really taking much time to slow down. But the last little bit, you know, I've had more time to spend with friends and family and all that stuff. So in a lot of ways, it's been bad because there's been no performances and stuff, but in a lot of ways it's been good.
Yeah, and you're releasing a big tune today, She Was Wrong.
Yep.
Tell, what's the story behind that song?
So a good buddy of mine, Sharp Morrison, he's a hell of a songwriter and friend of mine. He's from Calgary, Alberta. But him and I were sitting down, we were putting this album together, and normally with an album you want to try and cover every type of emotion. So that, for me, that way, no matter what mood somebody's in, they've got something to turn to and listen to on a record. And at the time, we sat down for a writing session, and he was like, hey, man, like, we don't have a breakup song on this record.
Oh.
And he was right, but I'm not usually the one who's in that mindset, like the, woe is me, she left type mindset.
Yeah.
So my sarcastic sense of humor kicked in, and we came up with the title, She Was Wrong. And it started as kind of, you know, this would be hilarious, but like, there's no way this is ever going to get played on air. And we started goofing around and we wrote it and we were both sitting there being like, no, man, this is actually like a really fun song and kind of took a fun spin on it. And we always joked that it would be amazing to release this song so it winds up being on air on Valentine's Day. And when we got the opportunity to do it, it's like there's no way we have to do this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of just wrote it about that. And I mean, growing up where I was, if anybody in like my group of friends, whether it was a guy or a girl, ended up having a breakup, you know, you were right there to pick them up and have a bonfire or whatever else. So kind of just wrote about that, but it's one of those songs when we play it live with like the reactions from the crowd is just priceless.
I can imagine. So with shows shutting down and you're not on the road as much, what have you been keeping yourself busy doing?
Drinking a lot of coffee.
Wasn't expecting the coffee, but that's good.
No, just kind of focusing more on the writing side of things. We're getting ready to jump back in the studio and do a brand new record.
Awesome.
We're just kind of waiting for all the lockdown stuff to lift over here in Ontario and we can jump back in and do it, but just been spending a lot more time with friends and family. Just been getting outdoors a lot more, which is something I'm extremely passionate about and love to do. Just, you know, haven't had the opportunity to do it and just kind of taking a little bit more time for myself. I think when you're in the middle of, you know, kind of that go, 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 no time to rest, you kind of get used to it and you don't realize how much you need to kind of step back and take care of yourself, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. So, I was thinking of this, you've been spending more time outdoors. You're an outdoorsy guy. And I figure if there's anybody going to survive a pandemic or zombie apocalypse, it is going to be you. So have you been working on your, outdoorsy skills and survival skills at all?
A little bit. Like I've still been going out and playing around with stuff and all of that. But obviously with not being on the road as much, I've got more time to kind of sit and look stuff up and research new things and all that. So yeah, I figured a handful of things.
Well, if this gets any worse, man, I want to be on your team.
Hey, buddy, we got it. Just bring your guitar. We'll have 2 guitars. We're good.
Oh, sounds good to me, man. So what do you have in the works now?
Like I said, we're just getting ready to do a new record.
Yeah.
And my goal is moving forward because I, for the last album, for the current album, I guess, Rough Around the Edges, I probably wrote close to 200 songs for that record and we picked 10 of them.
Wow.
And for me, I write so frequently that there's a lot of songs that I want to record. There's a lot of songs I want to release to radio. Mm-hmm. And previously, we've been putting two songs to radio every year, one about every 6 months. Moving forward, it's going to be one every 4 months. And instead of doing a full 10-track to 12-track LP every year and a half or two, I'm going to do probably a 6 or 7-track EP, but it's going to be every single year.
Okay.
So I'm excited about the fact that I get to put brand new music out every single year, that I get to jump back in the studio and do the recording process every mm-hmm. single year, because that is what I'm extremely passionate about, is the creative side of it, and you know, getting in and getting to get these songs that I've written out, and you know, most people have only ever heard acoustic, but then I finally get to get what's been stuck in my head actually on a record and hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So just a lot of writing and a lot of recording and
awesome
working on that.
So 2020 just ended. It wasn't the best year. What did you learn? What was your most important lesson you learned for 2020?
You know, I think it's something that a lot of people in the music industry and probably a lot of other industries kind of learn is we all got very good at cramming a million things into 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was used to being on the road 8 to 10 months a year. I would normally do 150 to 200 shows in a year. And I definitely still plan on doing that when things get back to normal. But I think the you know, like work-life balance was completely skewed in one direction, that mm-hmm. there was so much time spent, you know, focusing on, you know, what do I have to do next? Or that feeling like you can't sit and rest, that there's always something you need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this year kind of forced us to pull back a little bit and, you know, take more time for ourselves and friends and family and all that. And I think the biggest thing moving forward is when things do start getting back to normal, trying to maintain a little bit better balance between the work side of things, which to me is still weird calling it work because I love what I do, but the work side of things and the personal side of things and, you know, getting together with friends and family and all that, and mm-hmm. just trying to find a better balance between all of that.
Awesome. Ty, always a pleasure chatting with you. One final question. Where can fans get your new tune?
Absolutely anywhere. It's on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. There's a couple videos for it up on YouTube, including a stripped-down acoustic version that my band and I did. But tybaton.com is my website, and there's links to get to just about everywhere from there.
Perfect, man. Always a pleasure catching up with you. And listen, my studio door is always open when all this BS ends. I'd love to have you come in and visit.
Buddy, I can't wait. You know I love coming in on and hanging out with you.
You're always more than welcome, man.
Well, have a good one, brother, and thanks again for having me.
Anytime, man, anytime. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Cheers.